From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq, there's increasing opposition to a broad new security agreement now being worked out with the United States. American negotiators say a deal on the Status of Forces Agreement can be reached by the July 31st deadline, but Iraqi lawmakers, who must approve it, are not so sure. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad.
The United States has 80 status of forces agreements around the world, but none is proving as contentious as the one being hammered out with Iraq. The SOFA, as it's known, will not detail particular troop levels or commit the U.S. to a length of stay, American officials say. It will establish a wide set of guidelines under which American troops operate. According to a number of Iraqi lawmakers, the negotiations are not going well.
There are so many problems at the moment with the SOFA agreement, and the discrepancy between the two is so huge that they seem to be unable to bridge this gap.
Haider al-Abadi is an Iraqi member of parliament and an advisor to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
The U.S. side, they want almost a full freedom in using Iraqi airspace, full freedom in movement on the ground for U.S. forces. They want the freedom to arrest and detain, and they want the freedom to attack any group or place where they label it as being a terrorist target. And in such cases, the U.S. side insists they don't need the authorization of the Iraqi government.
That is a particular concern for Sheikh Jalal al-Din al-Sakhir, an Iraqi lawmaker with the Supreme Iraqi Islamic Council.
We cannot see a continuation of the repeated daily scene where American forces raid a place without the knowledge of the Iraqi courts, without the knowledge of the Iraqi forces. Is that sovereignty?
Immunity for American soldiers and U.S. contractors is also proving to be a sticking point. There are tens of thousands of foreign private security contractors in Iraq. They enjoy full immunity from prosecution here and rarely face American justice either. Last year, Blackwater, which protects American diplomats, shot dead 17 Iraqis in Baghdad. Ali al-Adib heads Prime Minister Maliki's Dawa party in parliament. He says that another concern is the possibility that the U.S. could use its forces here to attack another country like Iran.
Iraq should not be the point to launch attacks against any other country. We're not enemies to anyone.
Iraqi lawmakers say that the U.S. initially asked for over 50 military installations, about four superbases and other smaller locations that would be logistics areas or combat outposts. The U.S. insists that any bases would be temporary. According to Haider al-Abadi, the Iraqis have countered with their own proposals. American forces cannot take prisoners. They must turn over any detainees to Iraqi authorities. They will only be allowed to use certain corridors of Iraqi airspace. And
the other issue is the freedom to bring any people to Iraq without even the knowledge of the Iraqi government. And that, of course, is not acceptable. More often than not, we are surprised by a visit by a U.S. official without the knowledge of the Iraqi government. It means Iraq is not a sovereign nation. The other issue is monetary. The U.S. Army brings hundreds of millions of U.S. dollars and spending in Iraq, and this can affect the Iraqi currency and the Iraqi economy.
The agreement can be abrogated by either side, but there is reported disagreement about how much notice will have to be given. Abadi says the U.S. wants 2 years. The Iraqis say 6 months. Any agreement will eventually have to be ratified by the Iraqi parliament. U.S. officials have refused to give details about the substance of the negotiations. But at a news conference in Baghdad today, the head U.S. negotiator, David Satterfield, said he remains optimistic that a deal can be reached.
We have every confidence that that goal can be achieved and can be achieved by the end of July deadline with both sides.
But Iraqi lawmakers say the future of the accord is very much in doubt. One U.S. official who spoke on background to NPR conceded, "Not everything is resolved, and until everything is, nothing is." Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.